What a song in excess. What you need, this is Triple M's The Big Breakfast with Marto and Margo. Get the Toyota forklift advantage. Visit toyotamaterialhandling.com.au. We've got Dobbo standing by.
He's not. He's pretty tired too, Dobbo. He went to the Dally M's. Then he's been involved in the NRL investigation on this mystery powder all night. Dobbo, good morning.
Yeah, good morning, guys. Gee whiz, rugby league is the gift that keeps on giving, isn't it? It just
rugby league
can't seem to keep their noses clean, Dobbo.
Well, Margo, I don't know about that, but I do know that the night of nights, it's always the way that when we just think we're going to celebrate the night of nights, the Dally M's, the most prestigious award, and then this drops. A video comes out yesterday afternoon. And look, it was interesting. Cam Munster and Brandon Smith were both at the Dally M's last night. They were both there.
Brandon Smith got an award, didn't he?
He won one of the awards in the Player of the Year, and also Craig Bellamy won Coach of the Year. And so
were they nodding off, Dobbo? Does that form part of the investigation? Were they sleepy at all?
No. Wide-eyed and bushy-tailed,
yes, I heard. Or are they dancing? I'll get that award really quickly.
It's funny, you know, one of the players asked another Melbourne Storm player, Christian Walsh, are they all going to stay around? And they said,
we might go home.
We did have plans. Yeah. We did have plans of staying around, but we're all going home. There's been a big go-on in the last 24 hours. So,
did you speak to any of the power brokers? They must be dirty, though, bringing the game into disrepute and all the rest of it.
Look, I had a chat to Craig Bellamy about it last night, and he just wouldn't comment. And on record, we asked him when he won the Coach of the Year award. He just would not, on record, go about it. He just said, listen, it's being investigated. Yeah. But privately, he just shakes his head in disbelief.
But, I mean, cocaine has been notorious in the NRL for many years, dating back 20 years ago. Like, this is not a new thing. Was it just the timing that's poor and the players that were involved? Obo, what's been the biggest shock out of this? Because it's not the actual use of cocaine. We know that...
Well, I think it is because it's illegal. And that's a bad look for the game. And we can say it's being used for the last 20 years, but I know there's a lot of players that don't use it, Margo, I think it's a society thing. I just don't think it's for rugby league. But it's been, obviously, with Reece Walsh arrested on Sunday, and then this video drops. Now, I've seen the video, and I don't know what's on the table. I mean that genuinely. And we can all assume.
Cornflour,
baking powder.
But there's also the situation where if you look at the video, the players actually in question aren't actually using that illegal substance or the substance that's on the ground.
Well, they're not snorting it. There's no...
So there's no... So we can only go off what the video is and that the NRL is investigating it. It's a really poor look and it's illegal. But a very senior figure said to me, he said, he said six schooners to us growing up is now what that substance is to the younger generation. But the difference is that's illegal. And
but that doesn't mean we make allowances for it. So what happens? Do they pay a fine and get a tap on the wrist?
But you don't know what it is. It's a mystery.
If they're found to be guilty and something goes wrong, they're going to get a fine and they'll get suspended, you know, for a few games. There's no two ways about it. If you're bringing the game into disrepute, they do time.
Hey, let's talk about the bigger issue at the Dally M's. Was Hectic Cheese Brandon Smith's mother's tattoo? Did you see it, Dobbo?
Yes,
Margot brought it to my attention.
Yep.
It was an actual big piece of cheese on her upper arm.
That's Hectic Cheese.
Right there on the muscle part, and I thought it was a real fitting tribute to her son. You know, like that's what you do when you're a proud mum. I wasn't going to knock it, and I certainly won't be saying anything to Hectic Cheese the way he is.
Do you think she might get a matching one on the other arm of maybe some suspicious substance?
Bicarb
soda. Margo, do not try and corner me this morning. No.
Dobbo,
no,
what else do we need to know out of the Dally M's? The women looked beautiful on the red carpet. What was the venue like down there at Howard Smith's Wharves on the river in the heartland of Brisbane underneath the Story Bridge?
Yeah, it was amazing, and it was a really nice night, and well done to the NRL who did it. Tom Trbojevic was the winner of the Dally M, and rightly so. He was the clear-cut winner. Cody Walker and Nathan Cleary were second and third, which is interesting. They'll all be taking place in the grand final this week, and now it's just down to the business end. South Sydney had their open day today with all the media. Penrith had it yesterday, and then they just bunker in, and we just get ready for what will be a huge game. It's a sellout at Suncorp Stadium on Sunday.
Hey, Wayne spoke to you last night. Anything significant?
Yeah. Well, all he said was that's why he's paid the big bucks. That's why he's got them there, because that's why he's paid the big bucks. It's quite interesting. And look, we will have that. It's up on the listener app. But he talks about why South Sydney's such a proud club and how upset Russell is quarantining in Thailand, but how much he does love
the
Bucks.
We've got an exclusive coming up just before seven with Russell and Wayne. Mate, Dob, we were just talking about 20 minutes ago about looking to get into racehorse ownership. Do you know any wombats who have anything's gone wrong? Would you be a yes or no to being a race?
Can I just say that I am a living, breathing, walking wombat that has had a lot go wrong with racehorses,
right,
and I continue to buy shares in them because of my mates. One of the great things to do, but I tell you what, if you are looking to make money out of it, go somewhere
else. It's more about the experience, isn't it, Dobbo? Having a good time with your mates and going the races.
Good financial advice.
We have the best time ever. A group of country blokes. We all our goal is to win it's called the Miles Dogwood Cup. It's out at Miles, and that's what we're breeding racehorses for, to win the Dogwood Cup.
Ambitious.
We should get a Triple M racehorse.
Lofty heights.
Mate, it's always a pleasure. Speak to you tomorrow.
See you guys.
Dobbo back tonight, 6 o'clock, Triple M's Rush Hour, and Triple M NRL with the grand final coverage starting at midday on Sunday. It's 6:30 at Triple M.